Hallelujah. I face that all the time. Hallelujah. Clap your hand. Come on, smile. Don't get mad at me. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Appreciate younger Brother Arderi. In Jesus' name, give him a hand clap in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I got to ask you something here. First of all, thank you, Pastor, for giving me the opportunity to be here. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody be seated, okay? This won't work unless if you're standing in Jesus' name. All right? Amen. Stand up if you're going to heaven. Praise God. Well, y'all move kind of slow. Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. That gives me a good idea. All right. Now, you could be seated again. Praise God. Now, you may be the one that's going through a crazy battle. You may have just gotten out of a battle, or you may be in a crazy battle. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you're determined that you're going to be in heaven, I want you to stand up and begin to clap and holler so they can hear you downtown Jessup. Come on, what was that, a mosquito? Hallelujah. Come on, give him some praise right there. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Let everything that have breath. I said everything that have breath. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, if the devil has come in like a flood, why don't you flood him with praise unto God? Come on, can you put a dance with it? Can you wave an elbow? Come on, can you shout unto God? Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I'm in Pentecostal Community Church. I'm not in a Baptist church. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor. If they're picking their fingernails, say, did I hear you yet? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And good to be here in the house of the Lord. I'm going to start with wherever good Pentecostal preacher, maybe evangelist should start. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Oh, praise God. Now, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, this still applies. Amen. Now, I need you to help me tonight. I have in my mind to say I'm not going to be real long, but then again, I don't want to lie. Amen. The arm on that clock is pretty dark, and my glasses are focusing on the letters and not on the arms. So I'm needing to be leaning on the everlasting arms. Praise God. They say that an eternal message doesn't have to be everlasting. Amen. Y'all didn't laugh real hard on that one. You say, God, I know who's in the pulpit in Jesus' name. But I want to preach from this subject, strengthened my grip. strengthened my grip. Amen. Come on, no ebonics allowed. Open your mouth. Say, strengthened my grip. Would you clap your hands one more time in the name of Jesus? Father, we declare your name over this house. This is your house. This is your people. It's consecrated under the power of your name. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit is here. In the name of Jesus, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In the name of Jesus, we declare your glory. We declare your miracle working power right now. We declare, oh God, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we speak it against every devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. That you put a word in our mouth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, an eternal word. And thank you for your people. And thank you for your grace. Come on, somebody, give it 10 more seconds. I give you praise in the name of Jesus. I give you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated. Just don't sit down on God. Clap your hands one more time in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We should never get bored with Acts 2:38, amen, 39, and 40. Remember this. It says, within many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. That is the epitaph of, amen, Acts 2:38-39. Hallelujah. So in Jesus' name, amen, it's things, amen, when things get under pressure, amen, that's when you can really tell, amen, what's really real and what's not. Hallelujah. Things get under pressure. And I'm telling you, we are living in a time that if we don't be careful, we'll see it like the chicken yard as opposed to, amen, the eagle's nest. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to announce to you, amen, this church has destiny. This is the people of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil wants you to put sunglasses on, wants you, amen, to lose your, make your sight lateral instead of your sight, vertical. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That's what pressure does. It keeps you, amen, keeping your eyes on the sun as opposed to each other. Oh, praise the Lord. There's not a one of us that isn't flawed and faulted in some way or another, but I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, it's like it's always been. Hallelujah. If the Lord had not been on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah. Can I come again? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Young man, young woman, old man, grandpa, you are not your own, but you've been bought with a price. Somebody holler and say in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. How many are glad that God gave you good equipment to work with? How many are glad that God gave you good equipment to work with? Hallelujah. What do you mean, Brother Crowder? In the water, amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. You got the authority of the King. Hallelujah. Amen. In the water, you got the blood of the King that washed you clean. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can forget where we come from. Hallelujah. God didn't call you here to have a suburban house of 4,000 square feet and a fine car. Hallelujah. And a new tractor. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to get a little in just a second. But amen, the only reason why we're here, oh praise the Lord, this is not a Baptist church, it's not a Methodist church, it's a one God apostolic church. It's washed by the blood. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sorry, this is not on your list. But every one of us needs to make, amen, every time we begin to waffle and to wonder about what real is real. Go to Acts 22:16. And now, amen, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized in the name, be baptized. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Lord, washing away all your sins. I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, that one scripture right there tells you that baptism washes away your sins. Amen. And 1 Peter 3:21 tells you that we're saved by baptism. Oh, praise the Lord. The name is called over you, and the name calls the blood that washes your sins away. Oh, praise the Lord. Not only does that, it gives you, amen, the authority of God. Galatians 3:27. Sorry, that's not on your list either. Amen. Hallelujah. For as many have been baptized into Christ. Amen. They put on Christ. Hey, this is not, amen, this is not a story that to be told. This is not just some historical type of a thing. I'm going to tell you, this is the word of truth. It's the word of life. Either your sins are washed away by baptism, or they're not washed away. Oh, praise the Lord. Why are you saying that? Hallelujah. Amen. God gave us good equipment. Hallelujah. Amen. The same spirit that spoke. Amen. God gave you the spirit of God. That's the same spirit that spoke the world into existence in Genesis 1. That same spirit that's inside of you. You may yawn over it now, but that same spirit that's inside of you made the stars and the moon and the sun. Oh, praise the Lord. That spirit, amen, was not made, amen, for you to look at lustful magazines. Amen. Live your life where you want to live it. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to open your mouth and speak in tongues every day in the name of the Lord. In fact, multiple times every day. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. We're living in a world in Jesus' name that's making us just a piece of the pie. Honey, this is the whole pie. Oh, praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. God gave us good equipment, and that equipment is in you. I want to remind you, amen, what I've just talked about is the born again experience. There's not 3 ways, 4 ways, 5 ways, 1 way. Oh, praise the Lord. There is but 1 way to be saved, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're living in a dead age where people are losing their clap. They're losing their determination. Every time we come in this place, in the name of Jesus, don't you dare, amen, make your pastor apologize, amen, for preaching truth. You need to be thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Be seated. You can get ready to jump back up. You need to remember that when you came in here drunk as a skunk, amen, with dope on your breath and in your blood. Oh, praise God. Smell like a smokestack. Amen. Had your skirt up to your purple mouth's majesty. Somebody preached you into conviction. Oh, praise the Lord. And that same God was then. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to be a bad guy or be a mean guy. If you don't understand it, the devil understands it. If thou believest in one God, thou doest well. The devils believe and they tremble. Oh, praise the Lord. I fear that we're trembling at the wrong thing in the name of Jesus. Amen. We get out of the chicken yard and look up at the eagle's nest in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil wants everything to be homogenized. He doesn't want you to, amen, want you to be so caught up in what's happening to you. Oh, praise the Lord. And you don't think things are happening to me? Things are happening to me. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, this is the time to not to forget who you are and not to forget who he is. For in the fullness of time, God sent forth a son made of a woman. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Made of a woman. Hallelujah. And ye are complete in him, which is head of all principality and power. Oh, hallelujah. We know who he is, and therefore we know who we are. I'm saying he's not changed. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not time for you to change. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter stood because Peter preached the message that we preach here today. In the name of Jesus, Paul lost his head. Amen. Preaching the message that we preach here today. In the name of Jesus Christ, God's not got some kind of newfangled religion. You need to understand, God gave you equipment not to lay it down. He gave you equipment to lift it up. Come on, I don't see you clapping like you used to clap. Woo! Come on, friend. Come on, young man. It's time for some young men to get some visions and some old men to dream some dreams. Hallelujah. We are living in the day. Amen. If you won't put up, it'll cause you to shut up. Hallelujah. You're either going to strengthen your grip or you're going to lose your grip. I'm going to tell you, we live in such confusion, amen, that many of us didn't even imagine it was going to be like this. We look down in the future, but we live in such a stew pot. Oh, praise the Lord, that people are losing their mind because they got their mind on money, got their mind on positions, got their mind on prestige. Oh, praise the Lord. Save yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, the equipment still works. God heal all that laryngitis right there. Amen. Still works. Come on, I'm not trying to be a monkey in the zoo here. Amen. It still works. See, listen to me. That is still in you. Remember this. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah, God. It's not hope so salvation. It's no so salvation. He put a hope in you.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Every time you clap your hands, you don't need to worry about what Kootsie Pootsie is seeing you clap your hands. You need to understand, I'm trying to work it out so all this flesh doesn't keep it covered up. Are you hearing me, church? Come on. Oh, praise the Lord. We are living. I got good news and I got bad news. You still got the equipment, but the bad news is going to get worse. But God is going to have a church. I said, God is going to have a church. Okay. Amen. The policemen aren't at the door. The Islamists aren't at the door. Hallelujah. And the gangbangers aren't at the door. Let's see who'll jump up and say, I still got the equipment. Yes. Sit down. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm here to encourage you. I feel encouragement. I feel something coming on. Hallelujah. Because, no, you haven't gotten the wind knocked out of you. You still have the rushing mighty wind. It's still blowing. You just got to work it. I say you got to work it. Turn to three people and say you got to work it. Oh, praise the Lord. Turn to three people and say you too cute with yours. You got to work it. Come on, turn to your neighbor. Stop laughing. Come on. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say you cute. You too cute with your stuff. All right, I'm enjoying this. My knees, I can tell you what, my knees were knocking coming up in here. Because I'm thinking, my God, this hodgepodge that I've got. But you know what? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. There's something about God. God has got a church, and we are in the time where it is so intricate, hallelujah, that you're going to be led by the Spirit or you're not going to make it. You're not just talking in tongues. Some people just talk in tongues because grandma did it, grandpa did it, the pastors in town. Oh, praise the Lord. But when the cat's away, the mice will play. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. We need church in the morning, church in the noontime. You need to be talking in tongues right now while I'm preaching. Come on, somebody. You got to strengthen your grip. Have a seat. Get ready to jump back up. That's the time that you're looking at. Because, amen, when you do your Bible reading, do your Bible reading. Do it consistently. Do it every day. Hallelujah. Amen. I read through the Old Testament, Chronicles. Amen. 1 Kings, Samuel. I'm shaking my head. I'm thinking, man, when do we get off this merry-go-round? Hallelujah. God ain't complicated. Amen. God knows what he's doing. His instructions aren't complicated, but in the name of Jesus. And then, amen, they did it after their father David. And then, amen, there's others that did it, that didn't do it. Amen, they had a good Josiah, good king, but then followed up with evil kings. I'm thinking, amen, do they have brain damage? Don't they know that they could be a lightning rod for God? Amen, God's not going to let you by with it. Hallelujah. Listen to me. You know what? We've lost sight of why we're here.
Right.
I'm trying to gain sight of why I'm here. I can't stop preaching to you. Hallelujah. I just can't because I feel, amen, I'm not feeling what I want to feel. I'm thinking, my God, hallelujah. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm not bragging or boasting. I ain't got nothing to tell you. But I'm going to tell you what, friend of mine, hallelujah. This don't work unless it's with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Not that's too quiet. When God put this church here in this little mud puddle and built you a building and filled it up, dancing and shouting, oh, praise the Lord, you weren't thinking about serving God on cruise control. Do you hear what I'm saying? You weren't thinking about serving God on cruise control. Oh, praise the Lord. If you build a building, you better be shouting. You better be praising God. You better be giving glory to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the same one that gives it to you to build it up will tear it down. Tell you something. I feel a little desperation coming on. See, it's still working. You got to stir it up like Paul said. 1 Timothy 1:6. Amen. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God. He didn't write that to a neophyte. He didn't write that to a new convert. He didn't write that to, amen, a Sunday school teacher. He wrote that to a preacher. Hallelujah. Amen. There wasn't no Bollywood. There wasn't no Hollywood. Oh, praise the Lord. There wasn't no Victoria's Secret. Hallelujah. He said, you got to stir this old boy up. Oh, praise the Lord. That's 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. He said, you got to stir this thing up. Turn to your neighbor and say, get your stirring spoon out. Come on, come on. Don't spend more time on that yellow cake, amen, with cream icing than you do the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You got the equipment, but getting the equipment, the blood, the name, the spirit, hallelujah, that's just the door. That's the born-again experience. You've got to have it, amen, or else you're outside of the kingdom. Are you here tonight? If you don't have that, you're outside of the kingdom. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm sorry with the business. Look, amen. Either the name of Jesus, amen, and there are people that are giving it up, amen, but either the name of Jesus washes away sins in baptism or the sins are taken away when you accept the Lord as your personal Savior. This is not time for us to be back off, amen, and people don't believe what you don't talk about. Come on, somebody, clap your hands unto the Lord. Come on, Mr. Former Dope Addict. Your sins got removed when that man put your head down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Have you lost your shout, lady? Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. See, God has a way of waking us up. He does. The devil's just a servant of God. Hallelujah. Read. Amen. Drudge through it. He turned on my Santa. See, the thing is, you got to understand. I got to understand. See, amen. In this last day, hallelujah, there's nobody in here with a sword. Hallelujah. And a burqa on. Hallelujah. But there may be a time, if you can't run with the footmen, what are you going to do when the soldiers arrive? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Amen. At least, amen, if you don't have these things, the water, the spirit, after repenting, you're still outside the kingdom. But tonight, you can get into the kingdom. Somebody say amen. Amen. Slap your neighbor and say amen like you used to say it. Oh, praise the Lord. See, but now is where the real work happens. The real work, the born again experience is no different than that door right there. That's all it is. It's not the slab. It's not the rafters. It's not the joists, it's just the door. I should be pointing to that door back there where the refreshments are, because that's where most of you came in. That's all it is. The real work starts. Because when God saves you, there's still a bunch of junk that's inside of me. And come on, before you shout, and inside of you that will not fit into heaven. I fear here a few old me's. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, it's got to be down like a conviction in your heart. Is it a man or is it a man? What are you strengthening your drip on? Are you stripping your drip, strengthening your grip on that block of gold, amen, that you got in your backyard because you know the economy is going to fall apart? Are you strengthening your grip on that boat and motor, amen, because you just got to have a little recreation? Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. And there's a devil that's going to let you know whether not you believe it like that. Would you just go ahead and holler? What about y'all back there? Would you just go ahead and holler? Well, go ahead and dance by yourself, girl. Don't hold back. Run the aisle. Come on. Lift up your hands. Come on, dudes. Y'all gonna let a girl out dance you? Give him praise right now. Give him glory right now. What am I doing? I'm strengthening my grip because I don't know how much of a grip I'm going to need next week or tomorrow. I'm strengthening for me. I'm strengthening for my wife. I'm strengthening for Mark and Jeremy. What do you mean, Brother Crowder? See, the real work starts then, because the devil won't stop until you foul out. He wants you to foul out. He didn't care about how many Bible studies you do. He just cares about that one moment, that targeted moment when you foul out. Ended up in some other woman's bed. Amen. Got some alcohol, guzzle, guzzle, guzzle. Hey, amen. Attitude problem. Hey, amen. You know, everybody knows how to do church except the pastor. Y'all don't want to say nothing because I just preached to you just then.
Look, I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost is in this house. He hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. Hallelujah. There's prophecies that have not been fulfilled. Amen. That this church, and when you look around, you say, my God, how is it going to be filled? That's God's job. My job is to obey the Lord. I can understand why Jesus said, my work is to believe my Father. Because those 401ks can get stuck in there somewhere. And that baby cries and needs some more pabulum. Oh, praise the Lord. And mama ain't giving you, amen, the time of day. You better get out there and get some pabulum. I don't need to pray today. That's how it starts. Hallelujah. Legitimate reasons not to pray. I'm going to tell you what, there's never a legitimate reason. I say there's never a legitimate reason. Hallelujah. Because, amen, the devil doesn't mind you being full of Casper the Friendly Ghost as long as you're not full of the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. There's billions of dollars that's been spent. Amen. And you don't know it's been spent. And you don't even know that you're the subject. That's to draw you just a little way. Because straight is the gate. And narrow is the way. That leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. Few means two in my book. That means if he's applying it to this church right now, hallelujah, and you're half-hearted, amen, you're not included in that. That's on that path. I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm going to tell you in the name of the Lord, you need to look at, you need to say, thank God for that trouble that came along me. Thank God that I had to pray for a job. Thank God. That I had, go ahead, dance, son. You can't outdance him. You don't know how many angels are dancing with you. Dance like the angels are dancing with you. Come on, somebody. This ain't Showtime on America Has Talent. See, we live in a very deceiving age. Now, write this down because you're not going to get it. You got to think about it. We can say you're not going to get it because I haven't gotten it yet. I'm really trying. I asked your elder over here. I said, look at me. No, I didn't say look at me. I looked at him in his eyes. I says, was Solomon saved? And he starts to huck a butt on me. I said, you're hedging. Hallelujah. And then start giving me reasons like, well, I don't believe in all. Amen. You can beat me up after church. That's okay. Amen. I don't believe in one saved, always saved. I said, I didn't ask that. I said, was Solomon saved? How do you go to, amen, how do you go from being the wisest man, amen, on the face of the earth to 700 wives and 300 concubines? Any married man that's got one of them, they got one of you. Some of y'all tighten up. Know who rules the roost now. I heard you. Say, Brother Crowder, Sister Crowder ain't here to defend herself, so you talk tough. Turn to your neighbor and say, sissy. No, people, listen to me. Amen. This is what he wrote. Sorry, this one's not on my list either. Amen. This one you need to memorize because it's either true or it's not true. The 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, very brilliant book, 12 and 13. Hallelujah. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring into judgment every work
along with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. That's a newer translation. Amen. That's where I was going next. This is the whole duty of man. Oh, praise the Lord. So what about that vacation? What about that college fund? What about that new wardrobe? Amen. For that matter, what about men's conference and ladies' conference? And what your whole reason for being here, for existing? I'm not talking from the chicken yard. See, in the chicken yard, there's a lot of politics. In the chicken yard, oh, praise the Lord, there's a lot of mess. But from the eagle's nest, can you understand why in Revelation they say, oh, Lord, I cast my crown at your feet because in the name of Jesus, I only made it because of you, Lord. See, only pride would keep you not clapping your hands. Only pride would keep you out of church. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, friend of mine. Hallelujah. Above all else, I must be saved. Jump up and praise the Lord like you mean it. Hey, come on. Yes. Above all else. Above all else. Come on, don't clap if you're going to do it like that. Clap like you mean it. Come on, somebody. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Maybe that pressure help you to strengthen your grip. Strengthen your grip. Somebody scream and say, strengthen your grip. Will you start dancing right now? Give him some praise. Come on, you ain't dancing yet. Come on, dude, you ain't dancing yet. Put your head up, son. Let your voice out. Come on, when you go up, praise the Lord. When you come down, stop on that devil. Stop on that devil. So what about your looks, girl? Oh, praise the Lord. Come on. If you make it in with a sword in your side, hallelujah, your face raked, hallelujah, from somebody abusing you. But I made it. I made it. I made it. Come on, let's pretend I made it.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I don't hear nobody. I made it. I made it. Come on, holler somebody. Come on, woman. You didn't worry about your birth pains. Hallelujah. When that baby came forth, oh, praise the Lord. You didn't worry about the, amen, the bologna and peanut butter sandwiches. Hallelujah. You didn't worry about the fact, hallelujah, that you became a lion zoo all by yourself when you were overdue, when you brought forth that baby. I got what I wanted. Please, please forgive me. Have a seat. I'm not done. See, what the deal is this. God is still in control. That's not a mantra. If you say it as a mantra, you don't have revelation of it. But when you're praising God, when your Sea of Galilee is churning, you got a revelation. When you're standing at the foot of your cross and looking at your own blood coming down, knowing that you got slain in the house of your friends, and you still got a praise. Ha! Ha! I feel like I'm preaching some destiny here. In the name of Jesus. God's trying to get his church to strengthen his grip. Because anybody, there's a bunch of folks that follow for the loaves and the fishes. And he wants folks that follow him because they love him. When all of your circumstances are contrary, when all of your circumstances, there's nobody to pat you on the back, nobody, amen, for you to call, can't call Dr. Laura, certainly don't want to call Dr. Phil. Hallelujah. When you got to call on Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I find out I got to know the voice of the Lord myself. We got too many counselors. Oh, hallelujah. Too many, amen. You're not the pastor, pastor. Not for some folks. You're the preacher, but the pastor's on YouTube. Don't nod your head and lie. Come on, somebody. Can I get a few more amens in the back? See, God is going to have a church. He shed his blood for that. You can't be a moving target at 60 miles an hour and get that. Sometimes you got to sit there and meditate on his word day and night. He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his seed. His leaf also not shall wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I got to get a vision of who he is. Because I can't understand who I am until I understand who he is. That's the value of this oneness message. It's not a messy message. So you're going to decide who you're going to look at. The word of God or the history books. You can look at both, but you can't lose your brain. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I can look at George Washington Carver, 300 or more, amen, ways of taking a peanut, making it useful for society. Could look at all kinds of individuals and see, amen, how in the world, hallelujah, could they be lost? See, I'm not God. There's but one God, and his name is one. And Israel quoted, amen, Deuteronomy 6:4 and did it consistently over the years while God at the same time was destroying them because they were saying it out of their lips, but then their heart, they had long since departed from it. Sin is deceitful. I said sin is deceitful. Because we grew up in this stew pot, we don't recognize the deceitfulness of sin. Oh, praise the Lord. He that have an ear, let him hear. That was said in Revelation to all those churches. Because in the last days, friend of mine, have you ever considered that AI is not artificial intelligence, that it's alien intelligence? Have you considered that? Consider that, amen. When you're wrapping that up and you're preaching, you understand what kind of spirits that. Don't look at me cross-eyed. Look at Elon Musk and what he said about it years ago. He said, that's summoning a demon. That doesn't mean that I haven't used Gemini or ChatGPT. But I'm saying, things are so deceptive in this kind of day. And I've got one narrow path. My responsibility is one narrow path. Oh, praise the Lord. One narrow path. You see, there's a such thing as being religious and not released. Did you hear that? Come on, clean your earwax out. Religious and not released. So in Jesus' name, if there's ever a day to put the pressure on and you can't depend on nobody but yourself, to put the pressure on. God gave you a pastor, not a policeman, not a peeping Tom. Did you hear what I said? I wish I had a few more amens. So, the real work starts. I'll have to shorten this, but there's got to be a way. 1 John 4:16 through 18 has become more and more special to me over time. Because hereby perceive we the love of God, and that he laid down his life for us. It's the love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We have known. I'm talking to people that you haven't gone through. You've looked at somebody else's thing and you've prayed for them and felt sorry for them, but you've got your own package thing that's coming your way, because everybody's going to get tested sometime or another. Nobody gets into heaven on mama's coattails. Oh, praise the Lord. Every one of us. You are in an environment, amen, a growth environment. But within that environment, amen, if it's in you, amen, to scam or to cheat, it will be allowed you to do it. Jesus had a secretary, a treasurer that stole consistently. You think he didn't think it? He didn't know? Amen. He let him, amen, hang his own self. I find, oh man, with ministry, amen, the hardest part is don't nobody say nothing when you're off. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You need to look at this night. Don't go back to McDonald's and, amen, throw it in the trash can. You need to say, you need to look at your grip and say, I got to strengthen my grip. I got to strengthen my grip. I can't depend on this grip. Amen. I got to strengthen it, because you don't know what your next week is. In Jesus' name. So I've had people get mad at me when I say to kids like this one, this girl here, she'll never get to be my age. She won't ever get to be 25 years old. Don't laugh. You can pull my coattail, Pastor, but I'm telling you. See, you can believe two things at one time. It's possible. Some of you still believe in evolution. You just don't talk about it. Amen. You'll talk about creation. But at the same time, amen, because the world, when you go to college and they make your preacher look stupid, amen, you think, well, they can't be wrong. They're all intelligent. Really? Have they ever made a quasar? Ever put a sheath on a nerve? Have they ever made a neuron? How about a humerus? Have they ever made a clavicle? Have they ever made a metatarsal or a metacarpal? Have they ever done any of that? Hallelujah. Have they ever made an arcturus? How about, have they ever made a beta wave? How about an alpha wave? Jesus owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and the Cadillacs on 1,000 hills, and he owns all the souls on the hills. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands, folks. Lift up your hands in Jesus' name. Come on, close yourself in the name of the Lord. He under kosanda kata. Come on, I'm going to give you a key. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on, come on. He told her kosa. Somebody let you. In the name of Jesus, when you realize there's only a few spots, oh, praise the Lord, you'll raise your hands. You'll holler.
when you realize, amen, you may love your neighbor, you may love your friend. Come on, reach out in the name of the Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because I just messed with some of y'all's golf game. I just messed with some of y'all's pool table schedule. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Some of you thought you could get away with holding that unforgiveness in your heart when God knows who you are, where you are. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. There's got to be just more than a few that's stripping their grip. Oh, praise the Lord. He ended up on my eye. Oh, God. Oh, God. Come on, people. Reach out to God. We are to a point where, in the name of Jesus, you would be in the will of God and you won't feel nothing. Oh, praise the Lord. Yesterday, you could feel it. Amen. Last year, you could feel it and the anointing. Amen. But now you're going to have to walk by, amen, faith. Hallelujah. You have to walk by the word of God. Come on, somebody. Lift up your hands right now. You may not feel nothing, but you need to learn in the name of Jesus. I got to strengthen my grip. Hallelujah, God. Your car can't own you. Your shoes can't own you. Your house can't own you. Come on. Your marriage can't own you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. We have known and believed the love that God had to us. Come on. Do you know his love? Are you aware of his love? Have you resolved it? That's all I need? Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Have you believed this love? Do you have a respect for his? Come on. Do you have a respect for his love? Do you understand that without his love, or with his love, that gives you all the spiritual well-being that you need? Come on, sir, you're still working with that inferiority complex. Woman, are you still working with, amen, if you got a zit, amen, everybody, amen, your world falls apart. Come on, in the name of Jesus, have you committed? Come on, in the name of the Lord. He says in the name of Jesus, herein is our love made perfect. God is going to allow things to come so you know that your love is consummate. Your love is perfect. Your love is your love is complete. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's angels here. Come on, in the name of the Lord God. This altar is open in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Nobody gets to heaven with inconsummate love and imperfect love in the name of Jesus. Perfect love casteth out fear in the name of Jesus. Fear hath torment. Are you being tormented? Hallelujah. Well, that's just my personality. No, it's not just your personality. There's a God that wants you to seek him until his love fills you and you are like him. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, this ought to be filled. There's something. We are in the last days. We still got a place to go. You can pretend like it's going to happen tomorrow. That's lying to you. Come on, in the name of Jesus, there's a love that reaches down that says this is important. In the name of Jesus, my social schedule is not important. Hey, the Holy Ghost is here. We need a love that will anchor us. We need a love that's not fickle. We need a love that won't get mad in Jesus' name when something doesn't go your way. We need to love. We need to know that love that will anchor you in the name of Jesus. When everybody has forsaken you, God will give you a love that anchors you. A love that if you know it and believe it, it will strengthen you so that when you stand before God, you can stand in judgment. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You didn't choose him. I didn't choose me. He chose you. We serve him by privilege.
Isandakata. We can't even judge ourselves, much less the world around us. Friend of mine, how are you saved, amen, with 700 wives and 300 concubines? Come on, somebody, in the name of the Lord. Come on, reach out to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's all fill this altar. There's one more thing we got to do. Come on, in the name of the Lord. There's plenty of open space. Come, in the name of Jesus. God knows you, and he has not stopped loving you. I can tell you, amen, the biggest diseases are not in the cancers and in the diabetes. I can tell you where those diseases are. They're mental diseases. This is why. Many people suffer, amen. I've gone through it, amen. Hallelujah. You wonder whether or not God really loves you. You don't talk to somebody about it, but in the name of Jesus, in that little fracture, that's why faith doesn't work perfectly, because faith worketh by love, right? Hallelujah. But when love is complete, thank you, Jesus. So in Jesus' name, amen. Give me a little funeral music there, sister. I can tell you what, this is what we need to know. Hallelujah. We need to just grip on God, and this will get you through. The Bible says, amen, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. You got to understand the basic thing that God wants and will draw God to you, what draws his love to you, is if you praise him. And those times, amen. Let me go back. Let's take us, give me about two more minutes on this. Satan said to Jesus, he said, if thou be the Son of God, he says, turn the bread to stone. But he says, if you would bow down and worship me and worship me, I'll give you all of these kingdoms. He's after your worship of God. When you boil it all down, how the Bible says if he inhabits the praises of his people. What if we would just build a wall of praise? You can always guarantee you'll get a hold of God and keep a hold of God if you make a lifestyle of praise. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. If you want the court rigged in your favor, you got to do it with praise. You see, the fact of the matter is, I got this tree here. Amen. A lot of storms, amen, have happened. But somehow, I don't have to worry about the storm as long as I can do this. This was so wide. As long as I can keep this grip right here, pull it tight, keep it tight, I don't have to worry about the tornado. Now, you know, regular trees always stand by now. We've got a world that is create an atmosphere of us being too loose on God. What if you would just, amen, early in the morning, get up, use the bathroom, find your corner, and begin to pray, begin to speak in tongues and dance before the Lord for an hour. and you did it for every day, their lives right now, in 2 weeks, you would find your life changed. See, you don't see what's in the atmosphere, but God does. But if you enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, see, what happens when this demon activity is so strong, amen, then we wonder why prayers aren't working and why this is happening. Now that, because when he picks up his pace, we're backing ours off. When you are driving from California to New York, you're going to encounter weather, but you don't stop with the rain. Pastor said it tonight. Amen. You just keep on keeping on. You drive through the rain, the storms, the wind. And what happens is when you don't have somebody speaking that to you all the time, it's easy. Amen. When I say speaking that personally, amen, to you all the time. But what if you would just do it? I got a text from a pastor. He says, there's an 80-something-year-old man that started doing it. He says, you know what? He went through a week of it. He says he didn't feel that bad feeling that he was going through. It's because you don't see the angels that are around you. You don't see the presence of God. Thank you so much for listening to me. But see, the strength in your grip is this. It's not real complicated. It's not about memorizing more scriptures. It's what the devil told us, amen, in Luke. If you'll give God his due and just hold on, it's going to be tough. You're going to get up and you're going to be tired. But amen, give it, amen, 15 minutes. You're going to start feeling something. And if this hasn't been a pattern for you, I promise you, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, that something's going to happen in this church. Would you lift up your hands in the name of the Lord? What if you start just dancing right now and speaking in tongues? Why don't you do that? Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Some of you, amen, businesses, amen, have been kept open. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, why don't we just give him some time right now? Come on, don't. Come on, where's the young man? Come on, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
I want you to stay in that, but I want all of the young ladies to gather together. I want you to pray together, and all the young men over here. And I'd like some of the older men to gather together and some of the older ladies. Come on, I really feel like we should do this tonight. As soon as you get together, just start praying. Young ladies, come on, pull together. Pray for each other. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Encourage each other. Come on, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go on, just find.